The Wharton Salon joins the Mount's year-long celebration of Edith Wharton's 150th birthday by putting Edith Wharton herself on stage this year in The Inner House, August 15th through the 26th. Adapted by Dennis Krausnick from Wharton's 1934 autobiography, A Backward Glance, actress Todd Randolph plays Edith Wharton in a vivid account of Wharton's public and private life, directed by veteran Wharton director Normie Noel. Noel. That's excellent. Yeah. That's why the little dots over the O. Thank you. E, sorry. This is the fourth consecutive season that the Mount has welcomed the Wharton Salon. Here now to tell us more about it are the Mount's Executive Director, Susan Whistler. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Joe.
The Wharton Salon's Producing Artistic Director, Catherine Taylor Williams. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Joe.
And the actress portraying Edith Wharton, Todd Randolph. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What a great pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you all for being with us. So, Susan, let us begin with you of how this came to be as part of this celebration.
Well, Joe, this is actually our fourth year collaborating with the Wharton Salon. And the selection of The Inner House was one that Catherine made, but it just dovetails perfectly with our 150th birthday celebration, because we are really trying to introduce the public in a much deeper way to Wharton the person, Wharton the woman, not just the Wharton the writer that everyone knows, because she was so complex and so interesting. And so,
Catherine, what is the Wharton Salon?
The Wharton Salon is it's a collection of artists that got together to produce the works of Edith Wharton as plays at the Mount, which is where we're based. And this was something that was started, the Wharton plays were done as part of Shakespeare and Company when they were at the Mount in residence for 25 years. And Toddie and I were both are both current and former members of that company. And we are really passionate about these plays. They showcase women in particular, and women of a certain age as well. many of us, having been an actress, I know it's often hard to find roles in that age group. And that's the age of our audience. For the most part. And so we love doing these stories, and we love being at the Mount.
So what is particular, how long has The Inner House been around?
The Inner House started, I believe, and some of it's legend, I think, but it started as a parlor piece for the late Irene Wirth in New York City. And then it was picked up by Shakespeare and Company, who knew Miss Wirth. And then it was done by a succession of actresses at Shakespeare and Company, Virginia Ness Ray, Elizabeth Ingram, Frances West. And it was one that Toddie saw and came to me and said, I would love to play Edith Wharton in this particular piece. And then when Susan said that she was doing the 150th anniversary, we thought, okay, this is the year to do it.
Awesome. So what is it like to channel Edith Wharton like this?
Oh, it's very challenging and very exciting. As Susan said, she was a deeply complex and multi-layered person. Of course, a brilliant writer. But she didn't really get going as a writer until later in her life. And this beautiful play by Dennis, it begins in her early childhood and goes right up to the end of her life, pretty much up to the end of her life. And it's also a wonderful experience to work with Normie, the director, on it, because Normie, I was just telling Catherine, I hadn't worked with Normie in about 6 years, and I had forgotten how demanding she can be. she's just an extraordinary director, one of the finest theater artists I know, and always insists that I go as deep as I possibly can, and as to present Edith with as much honesty and truth as I can muster moment to moment. And it's been a really, really exciting and wonderful process working on this script.
This, as I mentioned in the introduction, is adapted from Wharton's own autobiography, A Backward Glance. How open was she in that?
Not terribly. I mean, there are large omissions, the largest possibly being her affair, her very passionate affair with a man by the name of Morton Fullerton. So, but maybe Catherine can speak, or Toddie, as to how the gaps are filled in.
Yeah, it's not the only source, The Backward Glance. It's one of the sources, one of the primary sources, but Dennis has put it together from numerous sources, including her poetry. There are some readings from some of her novels. She wrote another memoir called Life and I. I can't remember whether that was published.
That was unpublished.
That was unpublished. Yes. Yeah. So we do hear some of the more we do get a chance to visit with the more private Wharton, as well as the more public face that she presented to the world. I think when she wrote A Backward Glance, she didn't go terribly deep into her private life, although it's a wonderful read. And a fascinating account of the time that she lived in, and of course she's such an evocative writer. It was not the only source for the script.
And you want to go beyond what is written?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what interests me is people. When we're playing any character, all of us have a public face that we present to the world, and then there's the private being. And when you're sitting in a theater, you get to see, you know, in an audience, you get to see both. And as an actor, you get to explore both and present both. And that's a really, that's just a wonderful part of the process of acting and creating theater, is to juxtapose the public and the private face of any character that you play.
What is it like to do it at the Mount?
Oh, it's magical.
Because it seems like it would change it completely if you did it in a...
It's just magical. We were lucky enough, actually, we had, I think we've only had about 3 weeks of rehearsal. There's never enough rehearsal time on any show that one works on. But for the first couple of days, we were actually able to rehearse in the house itself, which was a wonderful privilege because the energy there is just so beautiful. And for the rest of the time, we've been rehearsing in the Stable Theater, which is up the hill from the house. And, you know, just to be able to drive onto that property every day and be there, it's so majestic and peaceful and just filled with magic and memories. It's really, really wonderful to be able to work there.
As far as the Wharton Salon, how do you... What else do you do in the sense of this is obviously one production, and then what else will come out?
Well, we've mostly up to this point done Edith Wharton short stories.
Yeah,
I mean, even avid readers can probably only name two or three short stories of Edith Wharton since she was, you know, a very prolific writer. There's so many of them. And one of the things that we're able to do by presenting them as plays is that people get a chance to become familiar with those short stories. So we've done Outre-Temps, we've done Xingu. Next year I have plans to do several short stories, new short story adaptations. Mostly we've done up to this point Dennis Krosnick's adaptations, but there are several other writers as well who are anxious to get their fingers into a new adaptation, and I think it's wonderful to be able to collaborate with writers as well.
And Susan, how are things in general going at the Mount?
Things are going great, Joe. Thanks for asking. Our lecture series is sold out. Our visitation is up by about 10%. Kids are free every day, and so we've got families and children strolling the property, doing somersaults on the lawn. It just has a very lively, wonderful feel. And our jazz cafe on Friday and Saturday evenings, we've got wonderful musicians who play. It's free, open to the public, and it's just a great way to start your evening. And we've got WordFest coming up in September, the return of WordFest, which you are participating in, and we've got a really exciting array of writers for that.
This is great. You did this 2 years ago?
We did it 2 years ago.
And it was a beautiful, lovely event. I was lucky enough to be a part of that and jumped at the opportunity to do it again. Just give us a sense of some of the writers, because it's really outstanding.
Well, Claire Massoud, Adam Gopnik, John Berendt, Francine Duplessis-Gray, Heidi Julowitz, Mary Jo Salter, the poet, will be reading. And again, it's a combination of paid events, and then there's a lot of free public programming as a part of it. So we really hope it's going to be sort of one big grand literary house party all weekend long.
That's really wonderful. It's the Berkshire Word Fest at the Mount, which takes place September 14th through the 16th in Lenox, Massachusetts. And then there's the book. My goodness. You just handed me a copy of this. This is Edith Wharton at Home, Life at the Mount. And And is this in some way in connection with the anniversary?
Yes, Monticelli did plan its release around the anniversary. And there's so many books, actually, that are out this year having to do with Edith Wharton. There's Jenny Egan's The Age of Desire, which is a fictionalized account of her affair with Morton Fullerton. There's Irene Goldman Price's My Dear Governess, which is a collection of letters, a 40-year correspondence between Wharton and her lifelong friend. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's the Francine Siegel's book, which is a retelling of The Age of Innocence set in a Jewish suburb of London.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a tremendous amount of material out there.
And this is basically looking at the home itself and beautiful photographs.
Monticelli Press. It's a beautiful coffee table book with a wonderful essay by Richard Guy Wilson, the commentary that goes along with it. But again, it's about how Wharton spent her time at the Mount, how she lived, how she entertained, who came to visit, what was the milieu, that sort of thing. And it's not available except at the Mount at the moment, though it will be available to the general public in early September.
Well, that's where you want it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But the only place you can get it. Hold on to it as long as you can. It's beautiful. It's Edith Wharton at Home, Life at the Mount. And then the Wharton Salon, of course, putting on the Inner House August 15th through the 26th. And how does the performance schedule? You can pretty much see it whenever you want, yes?
Yes. You can get tickets on our website, whartonsalon.org. And yes, it's Wednesday through Sunday, so 5:30 during the week and 3 p.m. on the weekend.
That's awesome. And it's at the Stable Theater at the Mount and right at on the location 2 Plunkett Street in Lenox, the Inner House, August 15th through the 26th. And so how many performances?
There's 10 performances
total. You're ready for all of them, yes?
Oh, I will be. I will be by Wednesday.
Is it just you?
Yeah, I'm the only actor on stage. We have a beautiful crew of wonderful designers, costume, lights, sound. Beautiful set has been created in the Wharton Theater. So, of course, it's as always, the theater is a collaborative art. But I happen to be the only actor on the stage for this one.
And I mean, the only net is you.
The only net?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean safety net?
Yes.
That's right. I'm flying without
it's
one,
all
pretty
you.
Much. That's right. Me and Edith.
Well,
me
right. Edith. Well, and that's yeah. That's not a bad net to have.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Have a great time.
Oh, I will.
Again, it is the Wharton Salon presenting the Inner House at the Mount, August 15th through the 26th. For tickets and information, go to whartonsalon.org or 1-800-838-3006. 800-838-3006. The website for the Mount is edithwharton.org, edithwharton.org, and you can find out everything you need to know about the Mount, all of the upcoming events, including WordFest, edithwharton.org. Susan, Kathleen, Todi, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
WhartonSalon.org, edithwharton.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.